Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. 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 It's time for VeggieTales.
You know, I used to have socks that color.
I'm sure you did.
Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
And we're waiting for a letter.
There it is.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale. For I am the man who delivers your mail.
Can I have the letter?
Oh, yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to me.
Oh, I got it.
Ugh. Right.
What's it say, Bob?
Dear Bob and Larry, I got a model airplane for my birthday, but when I opened it, there were no directions inside. Wow! Dad says we should go back to the store and get the directions, but I think I can build the plane without them. Matt from Texas.
So your dad wants you to...
Oh, hold on a sec.
It is I, Paco, the storytelling mule! Hi, Paco.
Hi, I'm going to tell you a story about following directions. You know, many animals in the wild kingdom have to follow very specific directions to get ahead in the world.
Wow, think this could be helpful?
Maybe, maybe not. Say you got yourself a baby giraffe. He wants to have lunch. What's he going to do? If he reads the directions, he'll know that giraffes can't ride bicycles. But he doesn't read them. He gets on his bike, and he runs into a giant cheeseburger. For a giraffe, that's a disaster, because they are vegetarians. So, where was I going with this?
This isn't going so good. Wait while I go home and get more tape.
Wow, I like the ironic finish.
What? That didn't make any sense.
Larry, let's watch this if we want to learn about following directions.
In the great painted desert a long time ago, twixt the feet of the Rockies and the Bighorn Plateau, lived a man of great calling, a man of great skill. In the city of Dodgeball, they sing of him still. Oh, lone stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are, we can't say. Oh, lone stranger, they sing, hi-ho, Sliver, hey, Wade.
To tell the story of the lone stranger, you gotta start with the first big hero of Dodgeball City. That'd be Little Joe. Now, Little Joe was what you might call a visionary. But his dreams ticked off his brothers, who sold him off to a group of desperados.
Oh dear.
And after traveling in a ziggy-zaggy line, he ended up in Dodgeball City, where his hard work and scrupulous character landed him in the pokey. But with God's help, he got the mayor out of a bind by figuring out that hard times were on the way. The mayor granted him a reprieve and a job in emergency management. Little Joe organized the town, gathered up 7 years worth of grub, and saved the day. He also saved his own family. He forgave his brothers for selling him off and set them all up with nice lives right there in Dodgeball. Times changed. Well, after Little Joe and his brothers passed, their descendants multiplied like prairie dogs, till the new mayor and the people of the town started to worry that they'd be overrun. So they set taskmasters over the sons of Little Joe to afflict them with heavy burdens and keep them down.
They set him to digging with shovels and picks, and drove him to building with boulders and bricks. Till tired and battered, they fell to their knees and cried to the heavens,
"Deliver us, please.
Oh, home stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are, we can't say. Oh, lone stranger, we sing hi-ho, slither away. Oh, lone stranger, we work like the dickens, but don't get no pay. Oh, lone stranger, please come take us away. We really don't want to stay.
I've had a really bad day.
Singing high, oh, slither, hey, way."
Something wrong, Mayor?
There's too many of them, Wyatt.
Too many of who?
Too many workers. Look at them all.
Isn't that a good thing? I mean, you can't dig the Grand Canyon, build Monument Valley, and paint the Painted Desert with just a few guys.
And what happens if they decide all at once that they're no longer interested in working for free?
I see your point. Well, what do you want me to do?
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd?
You know, make sure they're not so many.
I'm not sure I...
Gather up all the baby boys and send them up the river.
Up the river?
Up the river.
Now, the mayor thought his plan was awfully clever. But God had his eye on one special boy he was going to use to turn this whole mess around.
What in the world?
Now, I've been told when you pan for gold out west of Illinois, it ain't rare to find a bear, but not a baby boy.
I think I'll name you Nugget.
And if you do, one thing is true, if to kindness you are prone, you'll line your pack with bubble wrap and take that baby home.
I know. What about Mo? It's Indian for looking for gold and finding a baby.
Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, she picked him up and named him Mo. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, she took that baby home. She named that baby Mo.
Sincerely yours, Mayonnaise. Okay, read that back to me.
Dot-dot-dot-dash-dash. Hi, Daddy-dash.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Any luck today?
I found a baby!
Oh, that's nice. Whoop!
Oh, little Mo began to grow, but not as strong as others. Couldn't hold a cup or measure up to his big zucchini brothers. To compensate, little Mo got great at working on his jaw. It knocked you flat if standing at the wrong end of that ball. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, look out for that mighty throw. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, man, that boy can throw, the boy that we call Mo. In his defense, it made good sense, but made his mother nervous to take those skills and pay his bills through a life in public service.
He joined the corps of badge, he wore zucchinis for companions. With mom's consent, soon off he went to guard over the canyons. Singing hi-yi, yippee-ki-yo, standing high and looking low. Singing hi-yo, the boy can throw, that's our brother Mo. Singing hi-yi, yippee-ki-yo, standing high and looking low. Singing hi-yi, yippee-ki-yo, he's not that big we know.
But man, that boy can throw,
the boy that we call Mo.
Here, let me help you.
I don't need your help.
I was just trying to...
Well, it's too late for that, isn't it? Well, must be nice growing up pampered in the mayor's house, instead of out here breaking your back along with the rest of your kin.
How did you know?
Oh, your sister told a few friends, and they told a few friends, and, well, I reckon everybody knows by now.
They do?
Besides, you're the spitting image of little Joe himself. Of course, he'd be spitting if he saw you wearing that badge. Traitor.
Huh?
Everything okay here, Mo?
Everything's fine.
Sure it's fine when the mayor's your granddaddy. We all know your rightful place is down there.
He giving you a hard time?
Yeah, what if I am?
Don't talk back to me. Oh.
It's okay, Bill.
No, it's not okay. No one talks back to me. Especially a low-life descendant of Little Joe.
Leave him alone, Bill.
Looks like you need a little lesson in respecting your superiors.
Oh!
Leave him alone, Bill.
Oh!
That's enough. Stop!
Huh? Yeah, right.
He was gonna hurt Charlie. I was helping you. If the mayor finds out, I'm a goner. Come on, guys, we're family. You gotta hide me.
Oh, what? You going to whack us too?
What's going on here? Huh?
If you find him, bring him to me. This time, I'll see to it myself he goes up the river.
Now, there weren't much for Mo to do but head for the hills. He did a few loop-de-loops to keep the mayor and his gang off his trail, and eventually, Mo made it to the Rockies where he was safe. Well, except for the bears. But fortunately for Mo, bears aren't the only ones who live in the mountains.
La, la, la. Come on, Zippy. Are you thirsty, boy? Oh, wow, Zippy. It's heavier than last time. Startled me. My, you're a tall drink of water.
Not that tall. You should see my brothers.
Oh, you dropped your hat.
Thanks. Nice buffalo.
What were you doing at the bottom of the well?
Bear.
Bear?
Not again.
Hey!
I'm tired of running, and I'm not going back. Well, all right, Bear, Find another cucumber to chase. I'm gonna hang on to this.
Wow, that was an awfully brave thing to do.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. My name is Sally, and this is Zippy.
Hi, Sally and Zippy. Pleased to meet ya. My name's Mo.
When the larks go tweet, a tweedle-deedle-dee, and the doves say coo, a coo-dee-oo-dee-oo, and the sun hangs high in the Rocky Mountain sky, you know it must be love.
You must be starving. Would you like to join us for dinner?
Well, ma'am, that's mighty kind of you to ask. I'd love to.
Now, some matches are made in phosphorus factories, while others are made in heaven. Either way, it all starts with a little chemistry.
Oh, when the ducks go quack, a wacky, wacky, whack, and the owls say hoo, a hoo do you, and the stars shine bright in the Rocky Mountain night, you know it must be love.
Well, Sally and her folks were mighty thankful to Mo for saving her from that bear. And Mo was mighty thankful to feel appreciated. And with all of that cordialness and niceness going around, it weren't long before they were all thankful for other things. Yep, Mo and Sally got hitched and started a family.
Oh, and the bees go buzz, so buzzy buzzy buzz, and the little butterflies a flutter cutter by, and the clouds float fair through the Rocky Mountain air. You know it must be love.
Mo took the domestic life like butter to a biscuit. Gone were the days of canyon garden and dodgeball throwing. Why, anymore, Mo couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a dodgeball, nor did he try. He was content caring for his family and walking Zippy.
Oh, thank the Lord above. You know it must be love.
Come on, boy. Let's go for a walk.
Did you remember Sliver?
Yep. Never leave home without it.
Mo named his walking stick Sliver, on account it was a sliver of wood he pulled off that tree the day he met Sally. He never went anywhere without it, what with the bears and all. Now, with most stories, this could be what you might call a happy ending. Look at that. He's even walking off into the sunset with his buffalo. But this is different from most stories, and I expect it's just getting started.
Hello? Who's there? All right, Bear. I've got Sliver. I suggest you stay away.
Ah! Mo had never seen a burning tumbleweed before. This tumbleweed was not only on fire, it seemed to have a mind of its own. Now, if this were just an ordinary burning and talking tumbleweed, the story should have just ended with the sunset. But God himself was using this tumbleweed to speak to Mo. God told Mo he had a job for him to do.
What? Who, me?
God told him that he had heard the cries of Little Joe's family, and that he was sending Mo to go to the mayor and demand he let them leave Dodgeball City.
But who am I to go to the mayor? Look at me, I'm puny. I used to be pretty good with a dodgeball, but I put that behind me.
God told Mo that he would help him, that he would be Mo's strength.
But what if the people don't believe me when I tell them it's you who sent me?
Tell them I am who I am, God said. Tell them I am has sent me to you.
Okay, got it. I am has sent me to you. But, okay, what if, you know, they're still like, yeah, right. This? Oh, this is Sliver. It's my walking stick and bear repellent. Throw it on the ground? Okay.
God told Mo to pick up the snake.
That's a rattlesnake? Highly venomous? Okay, God, I think I can do this. But can I ask a favor? I've got this thing about public speaking. Really, it terrifies me. What? Imagine everyone in their underwear? Yeah, tried it. Didn't work. Scared the willies out of me.
God told Mo he'd have someone waiting for him outside of Dodgeball City to help him out with his public speaking, too. So Mo went back to tell his family he needed to go on a business trip. God's business.
Come on, Zippy. Thanks for the new outfit, Sally.
You're welcome, Mo. You're gonna need it. It'd be best if the mayor doesn't recognize you. He'll have you sent up the river. Oh, I almost forgot. You be careful now.
I'm gonna miss you, Sally. Gherkin, you listen to your ma now, you hear?
Goodbye, Mo!
Now you go do what God says.
You're a good woman, Sally. All right, Zippy, let's go. Zippy? Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
Bye, boys.
Now y'all sit tight to see how things turn out.
The mayor for me.
To be continued.
So you see, Matt, Mo is well on his way to learning to follow directions.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Thanks for coming to my house. We'll see you next week, partners.
We sing, hi-ho, Sliver!